point yet. I'm afraid you can't.
Phone conversation is very difficult.
Yeah, maybe you need to go to Oscar and find out for sure, because...
I called to take care of it.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But I think he's taking care of somebody else.
He had the connection, and Hugo is meant to be running the job.
Yeah, but we may never know, because one of them doesn't like to talk to Carl.
One? Oh, one of them.
One of them doesn't. So, we can't start.
How's Lisa doing?
All right.
You're all right, huh?
She gets flustered too with that computer.
Is she on one of those newer medications?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's been through several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost a friend, too. She had MS for years, but she didn't take care of herself at all. She was an alcoholic. She was a mess.
She just gave up.
Yep. And her husband enabled her
to
not take care of herself, so...
Now about time. Start.
Oh, Carl.
Morning.
Okay. We can start the meeting 9:01. All the board is present. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion we adopt the agenda.
I'll second. If nobody else will.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, that carries. Public comment for non-agenda items. Does anybody have any comments they'd like to make for things that aren't on the agenda? All right. Approved minutes from regular meeting of June 8, 2019 and special meeting of July 6,
2019. I'll make a motion to adopt them.
A second.
Nobody else wants to talk.
Anybody opposed?
No.
All right, that's approved. Reports of officers and directors. Do any of our officers or directors have anything they would like to report?
Thank you.
Do you have the balance on the...
We have a financial statement, and we can review that.
You can. I have...
Under item number 7, we'll review that.
Okay.
With that, then, that brings us to report of road committee. Does the road committee have a report?
None on the dirt roads.
Bill?
Other than what we did in May or June, whenever it was. But we all were there.
Okay. That brings us to discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. So in the financial reports package, you've got reconciliation of the checking account, say the reserve account, current year actual operating revenues and expenses versus current year budget, latest operating account and reserve account bank statements, income and expense statement for operating and reserve accounts, check register, monthly journal ledger, and delinquent assessments receivable. In addition, the credit card statement and account and reconciliation is in here, along with the check, the register for it.
Randy?
Yes.
I think it's important to get in the minutes that we have started, that the road has been started, the bypass. So we have it in the minutes, and so it'll be on.
It's being prepared, yeah.
Yeah. I was waiting to see if Bill was going to say anything about the road. I know he didn't hear you.
It's in the newsletter that's going out.
Oh.
Okay.
And it'll be in this.
Yeah.
These minutes.
Well, some people
today.
Just pick up the minutes. I just wanted to make sure that it was mentioned in there, so people knew there was going to be a bypass.
Yeah, I think they're going to be aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. That's all.
You
didn't fast enough.
Well, if we go, if you want to look at the reconciliations, we have the reconciliation for the checking account with an ending balance of $12,034.21. And a reconciliation of the reserve account.
I need one, I didn't get one. That's all right, I guess I didn't. Thank you.
The reserve account is $37,783.49. And then the credit card at that time had a balance of $76.90.
Which is then paid.
Right. And then we have profit and loss, budget versus actual, that shows where we are in comparison to what our budget is. And we're still way over budget on the interest that we've received, because we've gotten a whole, I think a dollar, almost $2 now in interest. So we're way over our budget. And because right now, at this point, we should, you know, we don't have normally assessment revenue coming in, but we've collected about $370 there, so that's 103,000% of our budget.
On that, I have a question, kind of for Joan. Jim, one
of
our...
Sure.
Yes, but it was for more than he was supposed to do. It's going to mess up the books.
All right, well, it'll be all right. It'll be a credit.
Okay.
Well, what, he went ahead and paid the interest then, huh?
I paid $2 extra. So, okay, I just wanted to clear that up because Joe and I will...
Okay, real quick, did you receive that check from the new owner of 24?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not yet. There was nothing in the mailbox yesterday. It's in the budget stuff we have. It's in the finances.
Then you'll find the bank statements that show the checking account at that. The checking account balance on 5/31 was $10,417. Savings balance was $37,783.49. It shows the deposit that we made where we transferred money from the checking account to the savings account for $20,000. And the credit card statement, which the second page of that shows where the money was spent, and that was at Home Depot. That was for cement when we were doing the stable project. Then we have the profit and loss, which shows our expenses and revenues for June, which is virtually nothing. And then again, we have the check register and the register for the reserve account, and the register for the credit card account. And then there's a general ledger describing all the transactions as of June 30th. And then finally is the accounts receivable aging. And you'll notice the majority of that is in the over 365-day category. It's the things that were that have been past due for some time. Which is the uncollectible lots, the ones usually with no owners left. And for this year, though, the 181 to 270 days, only $3,099, so it's not too bad considering. But that's the required financial report for the month. Does anybody have any questions? Would anybody like to make a motion to approve payments and expenditures?
I make a motion to approve. A second.
Any opposed? Okay, that's approved. Brings us to discussion of possible action in response to unauthorized request by director of the association for legal representation for a personal matter from the association's insurance carrier. And what I can tell you about this at this point is that I have received a call, or actually an email and calls now, and now a letter from Philadelphia Insurance Companies, which works for our insurance carrier. And apparently Director Schlitz has again contacted the insurance company and requested they provide him with an attorney so that he can do whatever he wants to do with it. And even though we have had this conversation in the past, again, it's happened. So, in that regard, you know, in my personal opinion, it constitutes the use of association or the attempted use of association assets for personal gain, and probably should be referred to the appropriate authorities for them to take action, because I believe that there are some legal ramifications here. But regardless, at this point, I'm going to make a motion that Director Schlitz is hereby removed from the Road Committee, effective immediately. Further, that Director Schlitz is hereby removed from list of volunteers for road repairs, the road crew, and is no longer allowed to repair, maintain, or otherwise access association property, including common areas, except such access as is afforded to all members. Third, Director Schlitz is hereby censured, and further, Director Schlitz is hereby reminded no director may speak or act on behalf of the association without board approval, and any such activity may result in legal action to protect the association. And finally, a reminder to all officers and directors that only officers of Mountain Valley in the performance of their official duties, subject to the direction of the Board of Directors, are authorized to represent the association, negotiate or enter into any agreements, or encumber the association in any manner. Such responsibilities may also be delegated to other individuals by specific board action. But that would be my motion.
I second.
May I make a comment?
You are more than welcome to make a comment.
There'll be another hearing on the 18th of next month. And I got enough evidence to charge the sport with harassment. You remember when you guys were laughing at me? And collusion, when you said whatever the previous board day was okay. And then obstructions, because you refused to let me talk to the associated attorney. So this all is going to come up next month, so we'll see. I'm going to get everything reversed, what you just said.
Okay, we have a motion.
May I ask, did you get served yet, Mrs.?
Carl, that is irrelevant to the association business.
No, yes, sir.
It is irrelevant to association business. You're out of order.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Okay. That brings us to discussion and possible action appointing counsel for Mountain Valley Association. As everybody is probably aware, John Linford is wanting to step back from representing our homeowners associations. I met with Craig Braun, who is an attorney out of Bakersfield, who does a lot of HOA litigation work. He seems to be very competent and has quite a bit of experience with HOA matters. The firm that he is with, Braun Gosling, their specialties are HOA, real estate matters, water matters, and business matters. His partner, Gosling, does a lot of, he's the one that specializes in waterworks and does work for, the Kern Valley Water Authority. But they seem to be a good law firm. They're not cheap by any stretch, but then good attorneys aren't. And they do specialize in litigation, which means you don't end up with them hiring another attorney if they end up in court. He wouldn't commit to representing us until I made an appointment to go down and actually sit down with him and discuss it. But he came away very interested in working with us. He does not charge any kind of a retainer. Of course, that could change if we were to initiate some kind of legal action, then there might be a retainer, but that would be a case-by-case basis if we were to actually go out and start some kind of legal action. My recommendation is that we appoint Mr. Braun as legal counsel for Mountain Valley until such time as he wishes not to perform these services or we wish to terminate these services. And I'll make a motion to that effect.
Okay. We second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that brings us to discussion and possible action to adopt a salary range annual budget for position of maintenance manager. Unless anybody has anything specific to add to that, I would recommend that we table it for now. We've got too much on our plates already with the work we're going to be doing on Sand Canyon and with the election coming up. And I think that this should just be put off until we're done with the election.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I'm going to move that we table this number 11 as well, discussion and possible action to fill, to fill the position, and the same thing with 12, to fill the position of executive secretary, because I think we just have too much on our plate right now to go forward with those.
Okay, I'll second all three.
Anybody opposed to that? Okay, that passes. That brings us to 13, discussion and possible action to approve ballot for annual election. And so I've got a sample ballot, if everybody had a chance to look at it, or we can look at it now. I went through the ballot that we used in the past. Anybody find it, or there's a couple more of them here, and I can make some more.
I meant to print the one out and send in.
Anybody else need one?
Yeah.
Sure.
The secret ballot?
Anybody else? I can make them more copies.
You want to look at it?
No. All right. I went through line by line the prior ballots, and I went through civil code, corporate code, our bylaws, trying to make sure that we covered everything that's got to be covered on a ballot. It's so convoluted because it'll say one thing in one section here and something else way over in another one, and so you got to go through all kinds of, there's stuff hidden all over the place, basically is what it comes down to. So I went through a lot of it. So hopefully I've got everything. One of the things that wasn't on prior ones is any action that's on here for member approval, we have to give them the required approval percentage. And we also have to give them the required quorum for each item. So I've done that in here. I looked up all the different requirements because different things have different quorum requirements and different things have different approval requirements. So I got those. So I think that this covers everything that has to be covered.
Do we have any candidates?
Sure, you're more than welcome to say something.
I demand the removal of Landry Hardenbrook, Lita Lennon, Joan Tyre, and Pat Burry.
That's nice, Carl. You know the proper method for doing that, so.
I do. You can advise me.
It's in the bylaws. No, I'm not giving legal advice.
Do we have any candidates?
Not yet. We're sending out the nomination forms, hopefully this afternoon.
Maybe somebody would have word of mouth that somebody's going to.
That's why I put spaces in there for them, but they're not in there yet.
Okay.
That's why there's a lot of X's in here, placeholders. Yep.
I vote for X.
Yeah. And I'll vote for XX.
And then I went through and tried to, as best I can, explain the voting procedures too, kind of copying what was done last time. I did change it from a green envelope to a blue envelope because I found a source for blue envelopes.
Blue's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I think this will work for our election. We still have time to modify it if we need to, but this basically covers the form. So, we don't actually need board approval, but I wanted to make sure that the board had an opportunity to see what it was and to see if anybody else knew of anything that we were missing out of it. But I think we're pretty good.
It's pretty complete.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think I made the instructions as clear as they can be, considering how convoluted voting is.
Yeah.
People still won't understand.
The only thing I haven't done yet that I need to do is we'll probably add a proxy form in here just to eliminate the headache of somebody trying to bring in different types of proxy forms. We'll provide them. Pardon me?
Didn't we vote that out?
No, that's part of the bylaw amendment that we have. That's why we want the bylaws amended.
We can tell them they're available, but we don't have to provide them.
We don't have to provide them. But if we tell them they're available, then somebody will have one of this type and one of something else. Then we have to read through them all.
No, we send, if they request, then we send them our...
And we can do that, too.
That's how many trusted it on. Sure saved a whole lot of trouble.
So there's CCs available, right?
That's correct. So with that, I'll put that as a no action item. And that brings us to 14, which is discussion and possible action to appoint Yvette Boren as Inspector of Election in place of Management Trust. This is here because Management Trust is too busy to do our election this year. They have bigger clients in other areas that want their services, so they have decided they're no longer going to take care of a little company or a little association like us.
The redheaded stepchild.
So we're out in the cold again.
More work.
So would anybody like to make a motion appointing Yvette as Inspector of Election?
I will.
And the reason we put Yvette on here as Inspector of Election is she meets one of the qualifications suggested by the state for Inspector of Election, which is a notary.
I'll second.
Okay. Rita and Pat. Anybody opposed? Okay. Yvette is our new Inspector of Election.
I got another question if you may.
Sure.
When's the last day I can submit my request to get on the ballot? You got to tell me that.
I can tell you that as soon as I can find it here. It's in the nomination forms that we'll be sending out. It specifies when they have to be returned by. So I can probably find that date for you. I find the nomination form. Nominations must be received by August 7th, 2019. And these forms will probably be going out in today or Monday's mail once we get them all. August 7th.
Okay. You have it before that?
They can be returned before that. The nomination forms will be going out either today or Monday once we get them all in the envelopes and get them stamped.
What do the nomination forms look like?
They will be in the packet that goes to everybody.
Can't see the advance copy?
Yeah, you can see a copy right here. Jesus Christ. Okay. That brings us to 15, discussion and possible action setting date of record for election as date immediately prior to date notice of meeting is mailed. This is basically what we've done in the past. It's also what civil code says that date of record will be if we don't set one. So if we ignore it altogether, that's what the date's going to be anyway, but I figured it's easier for us just to make that the date of date of record. What the date of record is that's the date upon which we look at the membership records, and all the members in good standing on that date are able to vote in this election. If they're not in good standing on that date, they do not have a vote. The date immediately prior to the date notice of meeting is mailed will be either yesterday or Sunday, depending on when we put these in the mail. So would anybody like to make a motion setting the date of record as the date immediately preceding the date notice of meeting is mailed?
I'll make a motion of what you said.
Anybody would like to second it?
I'll second it.
I had a suggestion.
Go ahead.
I was going to suggest we do it on, say it for Monday, because I don't know that we'll get out of here in time for the mailman today.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. The date that we actually put them in the mail, then the day before is the date of record.
Okay.
So even if something happens and we don't get them in the mail because we have another earthquake or something, it'll be whatever date is the day before we actually put them in the mail.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, we have a record date set. Discussion and possible action to purchase storage shed for association tools and supplies.
Surprise, surprise.
It will be a surprise.
Yeah.
Do we want to take any action on this right now, or do we want to stall while we're waiting on, while we're trying to get everything else done?
Let's table it.
I'll put it as no action for the time being. Do we have any board member requests for future agenda items? Wow.
I don't think so.
I went blank. I did that one, but I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's okay. I'll get it back to you before if it
yep.
comes to me.
Would anybody like to move to adjourn?
Gee, that's fast.
I know.
That's great.
Pardon me?
I'd like to adjourn.
Good.
Anybody want a second?
Oh, I'll second.
Okay, well that makes our meeting adjourned as of 9:25. And then I brought us all kinds of paperwork to fold, spindle, and mutilate so that we can get it in the mail.
Did you have a lighter?
A lighter?
A lighter?
Yeah. Where you need
no. Unfortunately, I don't have one.
Okay, we'll do it without then.
You know, I don't think I do either. I normally carry one. Just to
well, I'd like to thank everybody that attended, and anybody that wants to help fold and stuff envelopes is welcome to stick around, and we'll do exactly that.
Stuff envelopes.